Tweet at Today SOR.
2 weeks ago, Brian O'Connell reported on a dangerous narcotic being sold openly on the streets of central Dublin. Drug addicts were told that they were buying crystal meth, but it emerged the substance they were injecting was a designer drug which Gardaí had been analysing in recent weeks. Now, in the last hour, a Gardaí operation was launched on St Mary's Mansions near O'Connell Street in central Dublin. In a moment, I'll speak to Brian O'Connell, but first, let's hear from Chief Superintendent Pat Leahy, who's been involved in this operation. Good morning to you, Superintendent Leahy.
Good morning.
Now, can you tell me about the scale of the operation and how it's been going?
Well, the operation has been in place by way of an investigative process for the last 6 weeks since we noticed a change in the product that was being sold in around St Mary's Mansions. And this morning at around 7 o'clock, we briefed upwards of 60 members of An Garda Síochána Síochána, and they were deployed to conduct a series of searches and arrests this morning, and they took place between 7:30 a.m. and 8 a.m.
And what was the result of that?
Well, seven people have been arrested. We started out with eight key targets. Seven of those targets have been arrested and are now being detained in various stations around Dublin City at the moment. And we're actively pursuing the last one, the outstanding one.
Is it likely that there will be court appearances then as a result of this?
Yes, there will be court appearances as a result of this because we have conducted the investigations over the last 6 weeks. So we have already gathered the evidence. And that evidence will be put to them this morning though, during interviews, and they will subsequently be charged, and they will appear over in court number 2 in the CCJ sometime later today.
And did you find, or did your people carrying out, I think the operation was codenamed Hesitate, did they pick up any drugs in the course of their work?
Yes, we did. We have seized just over a half kilo of what's known as PVP, pyrrolidinopentiophenone. And we have that now, and that'll go up to be analysed. That's what we suspect it to be, as PVP, and also smaller amounts of cannabis and hash and some drugs paraphernalia.
Superintendent, the question was being asked when Brian was reporting to us in the last few weeks, where were the Gardaí in all of this? Could it be summarised in the word undercover?
Yes, there was some undercover work going on. That's one of the frustrating parts for us, where we can't tell the community what we're actually doing. But in fairness to some of the local representatives, in particular the Lord Mayor, the Community Policing Forum, the CPF, and some local councillors who had come and had voiced their concerns to us, we confided in them that we had an operation going, and they have absorbed the pressure coming from the communities for the last number of weeks, knowing that we were investigating this and actively investigating it. And certainly we want to thank those for supporting us and waiting for us to actually activate this part of the programme.
So it's primarily then a community policing effort that's been going on today, in addition to getting support from the National Drugs Unit.
Absolutely. This was raised firstly with the community guards going door to door in the area, conducting their interviews. It was the community sergeants that started this operation with support from the Garda National Drugs Unit. Subsequently then we had the Air Support Unit in doing some work for us in the Garda Dog Unit, and it's been headed up today now by the sergeants from the community policing units around here, and all the arrests were made by community guards.
What about cutting off the supply? Have you got any closer to doing that?
Well, certainly we have seven of the eight key suppliers in the area at the moment. We have them arrested and we have the evidence against them. We'll now inject the community guards back into the area to hold that ground, and we'll see how this pans out now over the next couple of days or the next couple of weeks. I suppose it's interesting, and it is important to note that during Operation Tempest, which finished on the 18th of August, we made over 80 seizures of various different substances, and PVP did not turn up at that time. So we reckon that it's probably in around 5, maybe 6 weeks that this new product has come onto the market.
Superintendent, thank you very much indeed. That's Superintendent Pat Leahy there on the line from Store Street Garda Station in central Dublin. Brian O'Connell is in our Cork studio. Brian, just remind us about what you told us just a fortnight ago about this drug.
Well, it's quite interesting, Sean. About 6 to 8 weeks ago, frontline agencies such as the Anna Liffey Drug Project were noticing a change in behaviour amongst inner city injecting drug users. And they thought, the users themselves had thought, they were buying crystal meth, which is a lethal form of drug which is taken on in some communities in America and the U.S. and in the UK, but has never really taken hold in Ireland. But when that substance was analysed at the time, the word that came back to us was that it was a variant of a designer drug called MDPV. Now, what's quite interesting is that in the operation this morning, which has targeted the area, and that's an area which we visited on the show, which where you could see the drug being dealt openly on the streets around the corner from a playground, it's now further analysis of the material has shown that it's a synthetic stimulant called PVP. It's not the first time that this synthetic stimulant has appeared in Ireland. Cormac O'Keefe in the Irish Examiner had tweeted a story from this morning that he did in 2012 of about €800,000 of the drug being found in Waterford. So this drug has been around before, but I suppose it's the nature of these new type of designer drugs, Sean, that even the initial analysis now is coming back slightly incorrect, and it's taken two or three different more detailed analysis to find out what exactly the drug is. There was, as you said, a lot of anger amongst that inner city community when we did our report and we met them, that the drug dealing was happening so openly. So I think the fact that this major operation has happened this morning, as the Gardaí say, in their view, 7 of the 8 main dealers have been taken out, that will really be music to the ears of the local community.
Brian, thanks for that update. Brian O'Connell.